glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to
Reading
see.
Reading from Exodus chapter 31, verses 1 through 6.
Then the Lord said to Moses, "See, I have chosen Bezalel, son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God, with skill, ability, and knowledge in all kinds of crafts, to make artistic designs for work in gold, silver, and bronze, to cut and set stones, to work in wood, and to engage in all kinds of craftsmanship. Moreover, I have appointed Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan, to help him. Also, I have given skill to all the craftsmen to make everything I have commanded you." That's Exodus chapter 31, verses 1 through 6.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, July 24th, 2024. Oh, listening friends, it's going to be a lot of reading today. Some fun stories, some updates, some information about how the Bible is filled with imagination. And moments ago, I said, let me see what Siri says when I say Bible verses on imagination. And I didn't think it would have anything on imagination. But what it took me to is Bible Gen, BibleGen.com. And it says 36 Bible verses about imagination. And then they gave a great introduction. So I want to read that as we have a very interesting program. And Tad Jagish, he's going to read his front page story from our Prime Lifetimes edition, the July edition, titled Imagination in Steel. And we're going to talk about the artist who's putting together this special open house a few days away. It's this Saturday and Sunday, July 27th and 28th in Bloomington. So we'll have more to say about that. And getting to know Tom Kirk, who's the artist behind this, him and his daughter, and I think a bunch of very creative friends. But we opened up with that passage out of Exodus because it talks about some God-given gifts that God doled out to certain people to help build his temple and build the ark and build some of the utensils and the pieces that went into the sanctuary and such. But let me read by way of going to Bible Gen. It says, imagination holds a significant place in expanding and deepening spiritual understanding and connecting better with the realms revealed in the Christian Bible. Imagination is integral to understanding the nature of God as the Bible unfolds. When divine happenings and supernatural concepts exist beyond our immediate comprehension, it is our imagination that aids us. The Bible presents God as the creator, the one who imagined the universe into existence. The depth and diversity of his creation are a testament to God's boundless imagination, showing a deity who delights in color, patterns, and complexities, spurring believers to think beyond the rigid confines of their present reality. Hey, are you getting excited, everyone? And the titles of some of these excerpts are What Imagination Tells Us About God's Nature, Where Imagination and Faith Intersect, and Why Imagination is Essential for Spiritual Growth. So this next section begins with, imagination becomes a crucial compass guiding believers in their spiritual journey. The Bible constantly asks for faith, not in the visible, but the invisible, from things seen to the unseen reality. It is imagination that bridges this gap, helping one construct mental images of abstract spiritual concepts and narratives. Thus, believers' imagination is not an escape from the real world, but a profound tool for a holistic comprehension of the divine world. And then I'll close out with why imagination is essential for spiritual growth. And you'll understand where I'm going with this as Tad's going to read his article about a local artist that has been given some God-given talents to come up with things that you can't even fathom. It's kind of like a Willy Wonka Chocolate Factory Wonderland, but this is done with steel and concrete and rocks and nature and rebarb and, oh, a host of things, chains and boilers and things you can't even fathom. But anyways, why imagination is essential for spiritual growth? Imagination fuels spiritual growth by promoting empathy and moral reasoning, by stimulating the ability to place ourselves in another's shoes, to understand their feelings and visualize their circumstances. Imagination fosters compassion and kindness, core values propagated throughout the Bible. Also, it lets believers envision scenarios that test their principles and values, enabling deeper introspection. Notably, the Bible uses parables, a testament to the power of imagination in spiritual education and evolution. Oh, listening friends, I just found this as I did a search for a Bible verse to open up the program today, but I was kind of intrigued by imagination and how God can gift us with the ability to create things, to think things, to understand concepts beyond us. And it's like God, he's so awesome, so great, so unfathomable, and yet he sent Jesus so we could know kind of, not so much what he looks like, but what he acts like, how he cares, what he demonstrates through parables, what he demonstrates through sharing, why the Bible is oftentimes called God's love letter, so we can get to know him and see how he was at work in the world and to educate us in godly living and knowing him better and following him faithfully. Well, anyway, today's program is going to talk about imagination, and we're going to begin with a story that Tad Jagish wrote. Actually, it was your first submission. You made the front page. In fact, I was a little bit behind it. I said, this will be a great story. And Tom Kirk's from Bloomington. He's right in our listenership. And I love when an entrepreneur, an individual is creative, and he just felt led to create this. And so I sent you out there to meet with him, to write a story. And so I'm going to ask you to read it to our listeners. And then we may ad lib a little along the way, because it is a wonderland that's hard to explain. And how hard was it to write a story after you walked in and started looking around?
Oh, it was just sensory overload. There's so much creativity and detail. I could have written an article that would have filled the entire paper. There's just so much stuff to see. It's incredible. And while you were reading that, I was thinking about the verse in the Bible where God said, "Let us make man in our image." And I'm thinking, that's not so much physically, but we have creativity and imagination, and this comes from God. And if you were to see this, and I say you really need to go look at this place, you will get right in your face a huge dose of creativity and imagination that are definitely gifts from God.
And it's hard to explain unless you've seen Willy Wonka's Wonderland and you know that movie, The Chocolate Factory. Well, this is kind of like that. He literally took all these different things, from boilers to the chains that hold the anchors. I mean, you couldn't even lift up a link, let alone like 70 of these links, to big boulders, to things hanging in the air. And this is just one location. This is where he then built a home over all this, a three-story home to cover it. And so it can be turned into like a B&B, or you can hold meetings there. But he's going to have a showcase this coming Saturday and Sunday, July 27th and 28th. I'll mention this at the end of the program, but he's located at 1905 Garland Drive in Bloomington, Illinois. It's a residential section, so there's a home across the street next door. He's right in, pull down normal streets with normal homes, and then you'll come to a property and you're like, wow, I'm here. But it's really hard to explain. But I think Tad did a great job writing the story. And so he's going to read that and we'll ad lib along the way.
Okay. I remember seeing the Swiss Family Robinson treehouse at Disney World when I was a teenager. I immediately fell in love with it and always wanted to find or build a real treehouse like it. Now, that probably wasn't practical anywhere but in Florida. And to be honest, it probably wasn't even practical there. But it certainly would have been fun. To this day, I'm jealous of small children who are allowed to go into the tunnels and the little rooms in McDonald's Play Place. But I recently found something that's a magical combination of the Play Place and Treehouse, with a lot of industrial look and influence of Captain Nemo's Nautilus submarine thrown in, and it's intended for adults.
Mm-hmm.
Bloomington, Illinois artist and sculptor Tom Kirk is a self-taught welder, machine operator, and construction wizard, and he's combined a lifetime of skills and creativity to build a house that simply must be experienced in person.
And that's key. It's something that you'll experience.
It may never be the same experience.
Yes.
What started out as a nondescript three-bedroom, single-story bungalow is now an eye-catching, post-industrial, three-story adult playland in steel and rough-sawn oak, surrounded by huge steel and concrete abstract sculptures.
Mm-hmm.
My personal favorite of the sculptures is a 20-foot-tall fountain tower that reminds me of something from an abandoned gold mine I visited many years ago in the California desert. It's huge, old, and rusty, but it's a fountain, and water flows through it and makes this very soothing sound. Each outdoor sculpture has its own unique characteristic shape and look, but the house is something far beyond a single sculpture. It is imagination made touchable, with uncountable features of every possible texture, color, and shape, and the artist and his daughter live inside of this sculpture. Once you step inside the deceptively conventional front door, everything is an adventure. Tons and tons of beautiful, ancient-looking, gently rust-patinaed, repurposed, recycled steel.
Mm-hmm.
The entryway has a floor out of very heavy steel grates. Might remind you of something you'd see in a steam locomotive, or like the U-505 submarine at the Museum of Science and Industry in Chicago. I'm still trying to figure out that one.
And I'll qualify. Ladies, if you're wearing high heels when you come visit on Saturday or Sunday, maybe wear the tennis shoes because, you know, it's like big grates that your high heels would fall through. So we had discussions. I met with Tom the other day, and he said, yeah, I love it like it is. We'll have to have some directions or information for people that are going to visit the site, what to wear, what to expect. You know, so
loner shoes like the bowling alley.
Yeah, that's right.
There are steps, hundreds of hand-welded railroad steel tie plates salvaged from the old Bloomington Champaign rail line. There are huge drag buckets from abandoned scoop shovel excavators, including an 80-year-old mine excavating machine that will become a reading nook. The largest drag scoop will be a conversation pit living room. Another drag scoop compromises the entry portal.
Yeah, it's hard to explain this. You really have to experience it, but there are things in there. There's like this big boiler room. I think he's going to eventually turn it into a shower or something.
Yeah,
but
that's
like
the main bathroom.
Yeah, 10 people can go in there. You can't fathom how big and industrial and huge and heavy and how he even, whatever kind of forklifts and cranes to lift some of the stuff up into the air, and it goes three stories high. So there's these spiral staircases that you'll weave in and out of, and platforms and places where you can stop and just gawk and go, wow. And
it's, yeah.
Anyways, I mean, you got to go there this weekend, everyone.
A couple of these drag scoops are like the size of a single car garage.
Yeah.
And one of them is going to be like a conversation pit living room.
Yeah, it's.
The main bathroom is hidden inside of a big steel boiler tank, and the door makes you feel like you're inside of a submarine. There are several spiral staircases that climb all the way to the top of the house, three dizzying floors up, and they're open. You can see from the top all the way to the bottom. One is made out of what looks like a huge stack of crescent moons. Another one is built from sections of bulldozer track, torch cut into big, heavy triangles, and then welded back together again. But there is so much more than just steel. The entire ground floor will be covered in a huge, brightly colored mosaic made from pieces of broken ceramic tile. There's a tree sculpture running up the middle of the ground floor made from concrete and mosaic tile. It took several people several months to painstakingly put each individual tile shard in place. And there are various paintings and panels of popular cartoon characters that Tom's daughter, Addison, has created. She's a very accomplished welder and she's been right there beside her father, building, cutting steel, and welding together this fantasy come to life.
Yeah, I've got to meet her. The special open house I went to a month or so back, I had one of those golden tickets like Willy Wonka, so I think there was only 20 or so of us that got the sneak preview. She was so busy, and they're working night and day to get this all ready for this weekend. And the other day when I was over there, they were just painting the side of the house with multicolors. It's even hard to explain just what they were doing on the side of the house, and then they're working on the front of the house. But this is getting all set for Saturday and Sunday this week. It's $10, and it's well worth it, and it's kind of like a donation towards the cause. But there's a number of artists besides Tom and his daughter that are helping and assisting and using their artistry gifts to put this all together. But I want to wholeheartedly encourage you to get to Bloomington, 1905 Garland Drive in Bloomington, Illinois, and it's this Saturday and Sunday. Okay, back to your story. I'm sorry I cut in, but we have a few more minutes here. Where were you at?
That was it.
Oh, no. Tom is planning to open, so you can just finish up your last paragraph.
Okay. Tom is planning to open this amazing house sculpture as an Airbnb on October 1st of this year. He's hoping to rent it for about $800 a night. But if you get there early, for only $10, you can experience this incredible place at the open house on July 27 and 28. And as Mark said, the house is 1905 Garland Drive in Bloomington, Illinois. It's just a little subdivision on the southeast side of Bloomington, inside of Business I-55. And when you're driving through the neighborhood, you just won't believe when you come around the corner and you see this. It's like, did this fall from outer space into this neighborhood?
Yeah, how did this happen? You can see some of Tom's work at his website, powerhouse-art.com/Tom-Kirk. So stop by powerhouse-art.com, powerhouse-art.com. Tom also has another lot full of artworks, like a 50-foot concrete mermaid and cranes that look like dinosaurs and all sorts of, I mean, the other day when I was there, I think five or six other cars parked, and a mom and her daughter got out and they were taking pictures, and a dad and some friends looked like they were looking at things. And it's very hands-on. You can walk up to it and touch it, and it's hard to explain, but you got to experience it. And that's located in the outskirts of downtown Bloomington, and you can find out more all about that and the special open house this Saturday and Sunday at powerhouse-art.com. And Tom Kirk's the artist, along with his daughter Addison, and he has a whole team of painters and others that have been assisting, and builders. And this house is to be experienced. It's going to be $10, and it's going to be well worth it, and you'll enjoy it. And eventually, I think it's, as it says in this article, he hopes to have it all ready so people can rent it out for a night or a weekend or a week beginning October 1st. And they're still working out all that and getting it all set for a number of people to even host meetings there. And so I had all sorts of questions, how it's going to work. And it's a beautiful residential property that he's turned into kind of like a museum. And so he's built this three-story house over a lot of it. But as you pull up to the driveway, he has like this, I don't know, couple thousand-pound boulder hanging with chains. And there's all sorts of artwork in the yard. In fact, if you look at the front page of the July edition of the Prime Life Times, that is a picture that I took just from the side part of his house. And so he's continuing to add artwork and update and fine-tune things. And they were painting, like I said the other day, the front of the house. But it is truly a wonderland, imagination in steel. It's the front page article written by Tad Jagish on the July edition of the Prime Life Times. You can also access it, this edition, at primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com. And you can read the story. But I wholeheartedly endorse Tom. He's a great guy. He's kind of semi-retired. He's only, I think, in his 40s. He's a young guy, very healthy, and yet he made some money. He had a number of different successful businesses and just felt called to spend more time doing this artwork and working with other artists. And maybe someday we'll have him on the air. I think his building in downtown Bloomington, it's like a four-story warehouse that's loaded, I think you said, with artists or artisans or people that do artwork or different things?
Tom is part of like an art commune kind of thing. So you definitely need to go check out the website because there's work on there, not just of him, but other people as well. And the facility in downtown Bloomington is kind of where they all get together and work and display stuff. So even if you can't go, you should check out the website. You'll be able to see pictures of his sculptures both at the house and at his kind of like art park.
Yeah, it's a big lot where people just drive up. There's no admission. You just go in, you just see it, take some pictures. A great fun playland for children with supervision from adults because they can kind of climb up on things. It's wide open. Anyone stops by and sees it. But the special open house to see what he's done in this residential neighborhood and built a home over it that'll eventually be a B&B. And I think at times, Tom and his daughter, Addison, stay there. That's at 1905 Garland Drive in Bloomington, Illinois. And the open house is this Saturday and Sunday. We didn't publish the hour, but I think it's at least from like 10 to 3 or some hours right around that. But there might be more information at powerhouse-art.com. And you can find out more. And I hope to see. I plan to go to this open house. It is a $10 cost, but it'll be well worth the experience. And you've never, trust me, ever seen anything like it. And it might give you some ideas. I've taken Esther there to foster her creativity and her imagination to draw or build. She's been doing a lot of these little projects where she puts all these things together and creates the White House or creates this clock or, I don't know, these kind of wood things. I can't explain it. It's out of my pay grade anyways. But you might have a creative capacity in your imagination. I think I have some of that too. I get a lot of different ideas and projects. And so creativity isn't just where you can write music or be a painter or a good photographer. You can use your creative capacities to come up with ideas or events or gatherings. Anyway, we invite you out this Saturday and Sunday, 1905 Garland Drive in Bloomington, Illinois. Come to experience and have your imagination grown by the artistry of Tom Kirk and his daughter Addison and some other artists. And if you haven't read this month's edition of the Prime Life Times, go back to the front page and read it along, as I appreciate Tad for writing this. This is his first edition. In fact, his wife, who's a great educator at Western Illinois University, says, "How did you get published so fast? That was your first story." But Tad has that gift. And he's also, as I've mentioned many times, a mechanic that's worked on many of our vehicles and has used his gifts of creativity to keep automobiles running. So thank you, Tad, for reading that and participating today, the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. And we'll have you back on Friday as I'm going to have you open up a reading as we continue our study through the book of Nehemiah. So appreciate Tad being a part of that special group that's on Friday each week as we go through the book of Nehemiah. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Tad Jagish with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.
Make a wish. Count to three.
Come with me and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look and you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin, traveling in the world of my creation. What we'll see will defy explanation. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it, want to change the world, there's nothing to it.